Police: Woman duct taped Tinder date, knifed him before ordering food. By Amy Furr on October 7, 2022. A woman has been accused of duct taping her Tinder date and assaulting him in Colorado Springs, Colorado, Local 12 reported Thursday. Officials arrested 22-year-old Lauren Marie Dooley and charged her with one felony count each of second-degree kidnapping, second-degree assault, and menacing, per an affidavit the outlet provided. Officers arrived at the apartment complex the evening of September 28 and found the victim naked outside the building. The 21-year-old man was bleeding from a cut on his left arm and was backing away from Dooley, who appeared to have blood smeared on her arms and hands, according to the affidavit, the outlet said. The pair reportedly connected on Tinder and decided to meet at her apartment where Dooley removed the man's clothing and performed oral sex on him. The suspect allegedly bound his wrists and ankles with duct tape, to which he consented. But when she pulled out a knife and told him to go to her bedroom, he did not wish to stay inside the apartment any longer. Because he feared being hurt with the knife, he lay down on the woman's bed. She cut his left shoulder with the blade before putting pressure on his throat for several seconds, making it hard for him to breathe. She then allegedly grabbed a belt, put it around his neck, and tightened it for a few moments. Once the suspect removed it, she checked the man's pulse. The victim told police that Dooley ordered food from DoorDash and told him that if he said anything she'd kill him. The Local 12 report continued, adding that after finishing the meal she fell asleep in the bed. That was when the man freed himself and escaped to call police for help. The Republican State Leadership Committee, RSLC, released a video this week exposing how state Democrats' soft-on-crime agenda has panned out, Breitbart News reported Tuesday. The RSLC is hammering state Democrats in Colorado, Illinois, Minnesota, Nevada, New York, Oregon, and Washington for implementing soft-on-crime policies that have fueled the crime wave happening across the country. In Colorado, Democrats passed a law in 2020 that made it easier to sue a police officer directly and added more restrictions on officers. The state also has the third highest crime rate in the country, while leading the county in car thefts. In addition, a recent poll shows that rising violent crime across President Joe Biden's D. America has emerged as a major deciding issue in the upcoming midterm elections. A Politico poll released Wednesday found that 77% of Americans believe violent crime is a significant problem in the country, according to Breitbart News.